hammer. Back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Clayton Duffy, Daniel Gilman with you on a Monday. Be sure to jump on our Twitter page at 101.7 The Hammer and cast your vote for who won the weekend. Was it high school football here locally, college football, the NFL, or Tiger Woods? I'll tell you what, our first guest definitely won a large portion of the weekend. Former Jeff star Liz Honiger, named to the Bowling Green State University Athletics Hall of Fame. And Liz joins us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Good afternoon, Liz. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, hey, first off, congratulations on being a Hall of Fame member there at at Bowling Green. How cool and exciting is that for you?
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's it was kind of surreal, actually. I never really dreamt of going into any Hall of Fame and didn't know how my career would turn out at Bowling Green. Obviously, we had a lot of success, but yeah, it was just surreal, really exciting. Glad I could make it back for it.
So describe the weekend. How did it all unfold for you? And I know there were some other members of your class as well inducted.
Sure. Yeah, so I got up there on Friday, got a little workout in at the old facilities, and you know, we had a private dinner Friday night, followed by a social hour, and then the actual induction ceremony itself. Had a lot of teammates, former coaches, fans, you know, all of those, my family, and then we went out and celebrated afterwards.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday they do a recognition at the football game as well, so went out for the coin toss, and then at halftime just had another recognition on the field.
Awesome. What was it like for you to be able to share that with your former teammates and your family and friends like that?
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, at Bowling Green, during my career, we had just such an incredible bond as teammates. We made up our own sorority, if you will. We called ourselves BKB Sisters, which stood for, like, basketball, BKB. And so it was incredible. A lot of them came back, and even players that I didn't necessarily play with that came in after me, they came back as well, and the coaches, and then my parents, obviously. It's just really special that everybody was there, and all the love that I felt during college, you know, those emotions that just all came back to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a pretty emotional weekend for you, which, hey, that's okay. You know, when you got something big like that,
yeah,
it's not unusual to get excited like that, right?
Right, yeah. During the preparations for my speech, we each had, you know, they allotted about 5 minutes for speeches. I think mine was the shortest, but I made a joke at the beginning. I was like, if any of my teammates know me, they're probably placing bets right now to see how long into the speech it'll take me before I start crying. But I actually made it through without any tears. So it was quite, I was impressed with myself when I took my seat afterwards.
Yeah, that's awesome. Liz Honiger, former Jeff star, current director of basketball operations with women's basketball at IU, and now one of the latest members of the Bowling Green Athletics Hall of Fame. So you get back on campus. What type of memories came back for you, for yourself, and being around your teammates when you were there this weekend?
Yeah, sure. Everything that came flooding back were just all the good times, because we experienced, you know, highs of highs from winning 3 regular season championships, 3 tournament MAC tournament championships, and then playing in NCAA 3 years. And going to the Sweet 16 my senior year in 2007, it's just all those, it's a special place where I had great memories, and I think about all of the hard work, you know, the early mornings all summer, and just all the work that we put into it as well. Those are the things that really come back, and we had a good time in college too, so of course I remember all of the moments off the floor as well, just traveling around the country playing hoops with my best friends.
Yeah, and what a senior season you had there, to go 31-4 and most wins in a MAC women's basketball history, and 2 NCAA tournament wins. What was that ride like your senior year?
More than I could ever have imagined. I just look back on it, and it was until this year, we were the only MAC women's team ever to make it that far into the NCAA tournament. So it was, you know, setting the precedent and creating history by doing that. It was a lot of fun winning. Everybody, that's why we play the game, I think. That's why I like to play it, was to win. You know, feed that competitive fire that I have within myself. But yeah, it was just tremendous, excellent experience. I can't be any more proud of our accomplishments in that time that we all had together.
Yeah. With Liz Honiger, former Lafayette Jeff star, current director of basketball operations with women's basketball at IU, and now one of the newest members of the Bowling Green State University Athletics Hall of Fame. Is there a game or a moment or two from either your senior year or throughout your career where you'll always get that big smile on your face when you think about that game?
Gosh. I tend to remember the ones that I struggled sometimes more than the ones that I did well, but I'll spare you the details of that. I think probably the night that we won in the second round, we beat Vanderbilt to advance to the Sweet 16. I'll just always remember just like there's a picture that somebody captured of me. I don't know who the photographer was, but it's all over BG stuff. Like whenever I go back or whenever you talk about the Sweet 16, it's like a picture that perfectly captures like the euphoria that was felt when the final buzzer sounded and I knew we were advancing to go play in the Sweet 16. So I'd probably, like, looking back, that was probably, you know, the most, like, exciting, fulfilling victory that we had.
Yeah, I mean, the picture I have in front of me, it looks like you're, like, flying. There's, like, the NCAA logo on the floor.
That's the exact picture. Yep, that's the exact picture I'm talking about. The buzzer, I don't know what I was doing. I was flying. I was probably floating in there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how excited I was.
Yeah, because it's like your left foot's on the ground. Your right foot is not on the ground, but it looks like you're just like hovering right above the floor, and
yep.
Your teammates behind you are
exactly.
Going nuts.
Yep, that was. I don't know what was going on. I was jacked. I was really excited.
That is a fantastic picture. And Liz, I didn't realize that you had also excelled in track and field at Bowling Green, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty kind of random, kind of not. I had success during my prep career at Lafayette Jeff, and kind of I wasn't quite ready to hang it up after high school ended, and so had talked to the coaches at Bowling Green about maybe coming out my freshman year after basketball, just seeing how that looked. And then it was a rainy day in Oxford, Ohio, down at Miami for the MAC championships, and I put on some tennis shoes instead of the throwing shoes, heaved it out there, and ended up actually winning the discus championship as a freshman, which was unexpected but really cool. And it qualified me for the regionals, NCAA regionals. Didn't make it out of that for the NCAA, but, yeah, incredible. I took a couple years off after that, and then my senior year I went back out after the season and took a fifth year in it as well.
So where do you list that championship and the discus and your overall, you know, all the things that you did at Bowling Green? Where do you put that up there? Because, like you said, that was kind of random.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is random. That's where I put it. But, it's right up there with the three team championships that I had with my basketball team. It was cool. It was really cool. It was kind of, you know, random, like we said, but it was a tremendous experience and unexpected, but something that I'll always cherish.
With Liz Honiger here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, how much is that part of your message when you talk to little kids or, you know, middle school kids or high school kids about the importance of not getting locked into just one sport, to play a mm-hmm. lot of different sports?
Yeah, sure. I feel like there's a lot of debate on that these days. I was a three-sport athlete for the majority of my high school career. I ended up not going out for soccer my senior season. But I think it's great if you can play multiple sports, get well-rounded, different sports. The fundamentals of them can help or translate into other sports. And I just think you gain more valuable experiences interacting with different people, different teammates, learning how to work with different teams, or even the pressure that comes with an individual sport, if that's something that you find yourself good at, can help you when you get into the team concept. So I'm a strong proponent for having kids do multiple sports. I don't think we need to lock in on anyone at a young age.
Well, I'm sure over the weekend you were thinking about all the great things you accomplished there at Bowling Green, but go back even before that. How much did your experience at Lafayette Jeff and all the things you did there, how much did that help you kind of propel you into what you were able to do at Bowling Green?
Sure. You know, Lafayette Jeff was an incredible place to spend my high school career. I had great coaches. I got to throw. I never can say I ran track or played track, but I got to throw for my parents,
sure.
My mom and my dad. And being the youngest of four kids that went through there, I just had tremendous role models in my siblings. you know, and all the other student athletes as well. But it was just a great conference, you know, the old North Central Conference. I know it's changed now, but it was just a tremendous league to be a part of, a lot of great competition. We had, you know, the state champs in basketball my senior year came from the NCC. So, yeah, it was just a great place to grow up and call home, and I try to go back whenever I can.
Well, Liz, before we let you go here, I know, as I mentioned, you're the director of basketball operations with women's mm-hmm. basketball at IU, and things seem to be, you know, rolling there coming off the WNIT championship this past spring. What's the excitement and the enthusiasm like around that program now as you get set for another season?
Sure. Well, thanks for asking, because I know we're being played up there up north. But, yeah, we're excited. We're going to have a little a banner unveiling at Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday. We did graduate the all-time leading scorer in IU women's basketball history, and Tyra Buss, and then Amanda Cahill, who I think finished fourth in scoring but did so many more things than points that they'll both be so hard to replace. But we're excited with our group. We have some young kids. We have a couple of our transfers that sat out last year that are eligible, and then you know, a couple freshmen too that will probably have an impact. So we're just starting official practice actually on Thursday of this week, and we're just ready to get rolling.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, no doubt about that. Liz Honegger with us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Liz, thanks so much for taking some time. And once again, congratulations on being a Hall of Famer there at Bowling Green. That is awesome. We appreciate it. Congrats again, and I know we'll see you during the basketball season.
Awesome. Sounds great, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Liz really
Honegger.
Appreciate it. All right.
Women's basketball. Director of Operations at IU, and now one of the newest members of the Bowling Green State Athletics Hall of Fame. Amazing stuff. So congratulations to her. When we come back, we'll talk some more Boilermaker football. You know, a former Purdue football great had quite a Sunday. We should probably dip into that, Daniel, when we come back. We'll do that next.